If we blame Boris Johnson and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Angela Merkel and Macron and that idiot Trudeau and all these other people for the globalist attack, we're idiots. It's a worldwide corporate consorted UN destabilization, collapse of world civilization program called the Great Reset to build back better on our ashes, to destabilize and ban beef and ban chicken and ban cars for the average person. It's all been announced and they're doing it. You don't have to have Alex Jones make the Obama deception that predicts it all and shows you the documents. You don't have to watch Endgame now. You're living it. But if you see my films from 15 years ago and 10 years ago, and it all comes true, do you understand when I get up here and tell you what's coming next? It may not happen on the date I quadrant is probably when we'll see it happen, but it'll happen before or after that. You can bet your bottom stinking Federal Reserve note on it. So, yesterday at 4 a.m. Georgia time, East time, the Georgia Guidestones got blown up, a third of it gone. And by the afternoon, they had backhoes and bulldozers in there destroying the whole thing. A silver car was seen speeding away from the scene. A peaceful, nonviolent way that didn't hurt anybody to expose this satanic global edifice, this obelisk, this marker for world government and extermination of 7 billion people that it calls for. What a time to be alive. But let's look at how they are actually targeting us right now, and then we'll go to your phone calls. UN says a record 345 million people marching towards the brink of starvation thanks to the lockdowns that they ran worldwide. Very important information, and that ties in to this chilling stack. We will never be fully vaccinated, fortune.com. We will never be fully vaccinated. I told you 2.5 years ago that was the case against COVID. We will never be fully vaccinated against COVID. Canadians must be required to get a booster shot every 9 months. That was all in the battle plans. They set it up front. It's not a vaccine. It erases your immune system. And now they make you take something that gives you VAIDS, vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency disorder. Unbelievable. Just boom. That article alone could be a four-hour show. Boom. Same thing being announced in Europe. Same thing in the UK. Same thing in Australia. Same thing in New Zealand. World government. England, excess deaths on the rise, but not because of COVID. We told you this a year ago. It's the vaccine, particularly young people dying of heart attacks and blood clots and more, and having autoimmune disorders. Twice as many vaccine deaths as COVID deaths in the U.S. households, poll finds. Baby smothered in full face mask was full of joy, claims photographer. You know, they couldn't see the poor little child's face in its baby burka. Autism among American children and teens surges 50% in 3 years from 2017, with 1 in 30 kids diagnosed with a disorder. By 2020, study finds the mass killing is accelerating, directly linked to the shots. Wall Street Journal, Pfizer trial found vax toddlers were more likely to get severely ill with COVID, more than twice as likely. Same numbers coming in worldwide. President Bolsonaro does the right thing, gives Trump an example of what to do, says he regrets removing liability from pharmaceutical companies for vaccine side effects and is sorry for all the deaths. Some good news. Judge knocks down L.A. County School District vaccine mandate for 5 and ups to take the deadly experimental shot to go to school. Winning, noted COVID response critic, former New York Times writer Alex Berenson, reinstated by Twitter following lawsuit. Need an abortion? Try the COVID vaccine, liberals. San Diego loses 22% of its police force due to vax mandates. Fauci, NIAID, spent nearly $500,000 to turn monkeys transgender. What are they doing to us? And it goes on from there. That's the depopulation operation, with them firing weapons and arresting people and shooting up tractors that protest in the Dutch countryside, coming into the city in the Netherlands, saying we don't want our cows banned under carbon taxes, announcing that nitrogen is a pollutant when nitrogen is incredibly life-giving. That's One of the stacks. One of the stacks. Continuing with the economy. U.S. strategic oil reserves going abroad, Reuters. They're sending upwards of a third of it to China and to India. India is now the second biggest oil refiner in the world with Russian oil. Russia's making record profits, all of it globalist to shut down America. U.S. strategic oil reserves going abroad, Reuters. Goldman's. The world is on the brink of a rather severe recession. Yeah, they call it a depression. The opening segment by Tucker we covered earlier. We didn't get to the last part. We called for impeachment because Biden is purposely destroying America. Blaine, there's a major market shift going on that will trigger the end of the world. That's what big banks are saying. They're using terms like end of the world. And it goes on from there. But if you ever wonder about Elon Musk, who I still think is an open question, none of these globalists now, the new crop in the EU, none of them have children. Not Macron, not Merkel, not any of them. But Elon Musk, we're learning, has dozens and dozens and dozens of children and basically is full-time getting women pregnant because he says there's not enough humans and he wants a human future, though some will merge with machines if they choose to. Elon Musk and the media is acting like, oh, if you have drag queen pedophile time or you bring a toddler to men eating poop off the ground in Seattle at the pedophile pride parade, that's good. But if Elon Musk has a consensual relationship when he broke up with his girlfriend a year ago and gets a female executive pregnant with twins, then Elon Musk is bad because he had sex with a woman who was consensual to have children. Oh, my gosh, how horrible. Elon Musk quietly fathered twins with one of his executives last year. And it goes on from there. Now, I mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to hit it again because it's so damn important. If we blame Boris Johnson and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Angela Merkel and Macron and that idiot Trudeau and all these other people for the globalist attack, we're idiots. It's a worldwide corporate consorted UN destabilization, collapse of world civilization program called the Great Reset to build back better on our ashes, to destabilize and ban beef and ban chicken and ban cars for the average person. It's all been announced and they're doing it. You don't have to have Alex Jones make the Obama deception that predicts it all and shows you the documents. You don't have to watch Endgame now. You're living it. But if you see my films from 15 years ago and 10 years ago, and it all comes true, do you understand when I get up here and tell you what's coming next? It may not happen on the date I quadrant is probably when we'll see it happen, but it'll happen before or after that. You can bet your bottom stinking Federal Reserve note on it. So when we see headlines like this one about Boris Johnson resigning the lockdowns, the surveillance, the open borders, the control, this is a supposed conservative. Now they're lining up the communist Welsh leader to come in and take over. Out of the fire, into the furnace. Out of the furnace, into the volcano. Out of the volcano, into the sun. Out of the sun into hell. So there's hip, hip, hooray. The piece of garbage that partied when everybody else was locked down is gone. Because the big crime's partying when there's a fraud going on. Total distraction. A perfect example how they burn their fall guy, their scapegoat. He's been briefed on it. He knows the whole plan. He'll be rehabilitated. He'll be politically resuscitated. He'll be rebuilt. Like Megatron from Unicron.
Welcome, Megatron. I am Unicron. You'll be given a new body and new troops to command.
That's how they operate. That's what they do. We'll go to break, come back with your calls. And then we've got the DOJ suing so illegal aliens can vote in Arizona. Major NATO news. Major Trump announcement news. I mean, Trump's now released his new presidential airplane with the American flag, all of it. They say the announcement's imminent. I told you, and I've talked to multiple Congress people, and you heard MTG yesterday said, oh, no, he's running. He says he's running. He's told her. He's running. And he was set to announce this month. Was it going to be July 4th? Will it be next week? I don't know, but it's imminent. Imminent. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today, band.video, the verboten, powerful, forbidden information waiting to free you and others. Band.video. Please share the videos now. History's happening now. The globalists are destroying our freedoms today, but humanity's waking up. That's why it's more important than ever this July 4th to count the cost and to make the commitment to redouble your efforts in the fight against tyranny. Spread the word about Infowars.com and band.video. Pray for a global awakening, which is really starting to happen, and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. The July 4th super sale right now, up to 75% off Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th mega sale starts now, and I can tell you unequivocally, we are offering some of these products at prices never offered before to blow them out because we've got to get the funding. So again, thank you for your support in the past. I'm asking for your support now. Plus, these are great products that will empower your immune system and your whole body. Up to 75% off of the products in front of me. From 40 to 75% off with double Patriot points exclusively for 1 week only. This is only running through next Friday. It is the July 4th super sale exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Declare independence against the New World Order. Stand up for independent media and the voice of freedom fighting the globalist, and get great products that empower your health and your body and your focus and your clarity at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the biggest sale of the year running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for your tireless support of our broadcast. And now the world's really waking up, and the work we're doing now is more important than it's ever been. So please visit us at InfoWarsStore.com for the July 4th mega sale happening right now.